You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, January 10th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Friday. Have you been watching the greatest of all time tournament on Jeopardy this week?
No.
So they've got the three guys that are the biggest.
Okay.
And the guy, Ken, God, I can't even remember his last name, who still holds the record for earning the most amount of money on Jeopardy, even after James Holzhauer came through this year, is in the lead. He's one game away from winning the total tournament. He won last night, so there you go. Spoiler alert, sorry.
How far ahead in games is he?
The first person to get to three games.
Oh,
so he's got two. Holzhauer has one. The third guy has none.
Okay.
He's trailing by a bunch. So there you go.
Huh.
It is Friday morning. I got a few random facts for you.
Okay.
An aptronym.
What's that?
Is a person's name that's perfectly suited for them, like Thomas Crapper, the guy who invented the toilet. That was
is that true?
Aptronym. Yeah, no, Thomas Crapper.
Wow.
It was called the Crapper.
Didn't you have a dentist named Dr. Slaughter?
I had a dentist named Dr. Slaughter, Dr. Terry Slaughter. Usain Bolt, fastest runner in the world, also.
Okay.
That's All called right. an aptronym. Thought I'd point that up.
Huh.
Tic Tacs, you know, the breath mints, they're almost all pure sugar.
Yes.
But since each one has less than 0.5 grams, they're legally allowed to round down and say they're sugar-free.
Oh.
You know how they do that? They do that on the PAM, fat-free spray stuff because it's less than the government allotted. PayPal was originally part of a company called Confinity that made security software. They realized their money transferring business was the best thing they were doing after 2 years, and they focused on that. And then they got bought out by eBay.
eBay owns them.
eBay owns PayPal.
Oh.
Or they used to. I don't know if they do anymore. All right, there you go. Some fun facts for Friday.
Fun fact Friday.
The GOAT tournament on Jeopardy. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Oh, the fallout will be felt. This is our new international nightmare.
We have an international nightmare.
The fallout will be felt long and wide in the wake of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stepping back from their senior royal duties.
Man, I don't think we've heard the last of this.
No.
And here we will milk it for all it's worth because that's what
we do. It's only just begun. Be bored there shall. The news media has already given it a name.
Oh, there's a name.
There is.
What is it?
Mexit.
Mexit.
It's like Brexit, only with an M for Megan. Yeah. So Mexit.
So that implies that the news media is blaming it all on her.
That's my take.
Is that the thinking?
Yeah.
Maybe there was something to Daddy being a little rude. Maybe
no,
she is.
Daddy has nothing to do with it. Daddy's a gold digger. Daddy's just.
I got that. But maybe she's at the heart of all this. You just don't know. You don't know. Mexit.
In addition to Madame Tussaud removing Harry and Meghan from the royal family display.
What?
Yes.
No.
The Wax Museum.
Oh, come on.
Allegedly has removed them.
Oh, that's crap.
It's
his birthright, for God's sake.
Yes.
He's a prince.
He's still a prince.
He's an honest-to-God prince. He's a bona fide prince, for God's sake.
Now, according to them, though, they're still going to be part of the royal family and do duties to God and queen, or queen and country.
Queen and country. But
just not as senior members.
Yeah.
So they're still going to have royal duties.
I think they want to use their own money, too. What money?
I don't get that.
What money? I mean, what does he do for a living?
I don't know.
His brother flies a helicopter.
Not anymore, I don't think.
No, but he's an EMS. EMS is last time I checked. I mean, they make a pretty good living, but they don't. You know, they don't make royalty living.
I don't think he does it. He's not doing that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's not getting paid for it.
But he did
anymore.
Work.
Well, they all have to work.
All right.
I guess.
So the Queen is reportedly called, and I don't know if this is, I have to go on Snopes to find this out.
Yeah.
Or Gossip Cop or something.
Yeah.
Queen's reportedly called an emergency meeting.
Oh, I believe she did.
She's enlisted the offices of both Prince Philip and Prince Charles.
Yeah, I believe
to
that.
Work through at pace.
At pace.
To determine the extent of the crisis.
In other words, don't sit on this, guys.
Right.
And if you're Prince Philip, how old is he? 93? He doesn't have time to sit on much of anything.
That's true.
He's got to do everything at pace. at 93.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. That's just not a...
They're going to try to determine the extent of the crisis, which includes the funding for the couple and
yeah,
their team.
Yeah, see, what's happening?
Security and protection.
That's important, too.
And whether they will have official residences, which I think they still should.
I think they should.
They're still doing queen and country work.
I guess.
He's not renouncing his title.
No, no. If he was renouncing or abdicating, I mean, what does he get to abdicate?
Well, he's not abdicating.
He's never going to be king. Never gonna be king.
No, this is
unless
true.
He's like a designated survivor.
Supposedly, Prince William was told the decision only 10 minutes before it was made
public. Wow. Hey, thanks, bro. Thanks for filling me in. It's like you could have told me like about 3 months ago so I could have broke the news to Grandmama.
International nightmare.
Oh, man.
Hey, Brad Pitt says Bradley Cooper helped him get sober.
Why?
Yeah, Wednesday night, Brad was picking up another award for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He's going to win an Oscar for that one. I got it.
I have not
seen the movie, but man, the buzz is he's the guy. And a supporting actor.
So Bradley presented it. And after accepting the award, Brad said, I got sober because of this guy.
Wow.
And every day has been happier since.
Well, good for him. Good for them.
I think that's a good
thing. I guess.
Good
I don't know.
For them.
Start a little bromance. Sure. Yeah.
So Brad also took a shot at another friend, saying, it's nice to be able to leave this thing carrying something other than George Clooney.
I'm sure he said that in jest.
Of course he did.
Because George Clooney would have him murdered.
They're buddies.
If he said that and meant it.
Days buds.
He'd have him killed. All right. Oh, man. You know who's not up for any awards this year? And that's kind of a shame. And that is Halle Berry. She should get an award for best looking action star for John Wick.
I need to see that movie, too.
That one I think you can see on Netflix. I think that John Wicks are on Netflix. So it's
supposed to be good.
Yeah, they're making another one. Don't know if she's going to be in it.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
He's hot.
I'm not a big Keanu fan.
I am.
I don't think the guy can act. Anyway, with that... We should take our statuettes and head out for the weekend. And wanted to say one thing. Go 49ers.
Go
tomorrow.
Niners.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that we're not jinxing that. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.